Just one halakha in the laws that apply on Pesach. On the first day of Yom Tov Shel Pesach, we say what's called Tikkun HaTal, which means we make the special prayer where we make the changeover from Shiva Ruach Merid Geshem to start saying Morid HaTal. Of course, the first time that we say Morid HaTal would be in the Musaf of Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach. Now, if a person forgot, made a mistake, and he said Mashiva Ruach Amarid Geshem, and he finished the Beracha Baruch Atah Hashem Mahayam Metim, he must repeat the Amidah. So therefore, everybody has to be very careful not to make that mistake. So the question is asked in Halakha, let's say a person is Misupak. He's not sure, that I say Morid HaTal, that I say Mashiva Ruach Amarid Geshem. Halakha says, since at that point he's accustomed to be saying Mashiva Ruach Amarid Geshem, you have to assume that you said what you're normally accustomed to, and therefore in that case you would also have to repeat the Amidah. However, Halakha does give an option to a person to alleviate the case of Safek, and that is, if a person would accustom himself to Murid HaTal, how could you accustom yourself? So the Deen says, if a person would repeat 90 times, back to back, Ata gibor le'olam Hashem mehayem etim ata rav le'oshia Morid HaTal. Ata gibor le'olam Hashem. Say it 90 times. For example, when a person is walking home from shul on Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach, say it 90 times. Now, already if you have a safek, you could assume that you retrained your tongue to Morid HaTal, and therefore you can assume you said the right thing and you don't have to repeat the Amidah. So Hakam Avadiyah says better to say it 101 times, just because you have the anyan of Hazara. The Gemara says when you review something 101 times, you remember it good. And anyway, the logic of 90 times is because 3 tefillot a day for a month, so then already you become accustomed. But there is Musaf on the Shchodesh and the Musaf on the holidays, so therefore better to say it 101 times, he says, and then you fulfill that item. The last question is, where do you start from? Could a person just start from Mehayim Etim Atarav Le'oshiyah Morid HaTal, or does he start from Atagibur? From Maran it's Mashma, you start from Atagibur. So then the question is, could you say Hashem's name? Or do you have to say Atagibur Le'olam Hashem? Hakam Ben Tzion Abashol writes, you can say Hashem's name, because that's considered sorech, that's considered a necessity. You need to do this in order to alleviate a case of safek. So therefore, technically, 90 times or 101 times, you could say atagibol le'olam and say adanut. Say Hashem's name, and then you have the situation of safek that is alleviated. But of course, if a person knows that he said, he would definitely have to repeat the Amidah.